Then one to one four.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for that which you're doing right now. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for showing your faithfulness in our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for your strength that is working inside of us, giving us the ability to please you, to love you, and to live right in your sight. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us so that we can move forward and succeed. Thank you for connecting us with the right people that you have chosen to help us rise to the top, to help us rise to the place of fulfillment of destiny. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for solving difficult problems in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with good health, with peace, and with great joy. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for enforcing your will to prevail in our lives and situations and circumstances. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your deliverance and salvation and intervention that we get all the time. Thank you, Lord, for fighting our battles. Thank you for subduing Satan and all his agents and all his power under our feet. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the prayers that we have prayed on this platform before now that you answered. Thank you, Lord. We know that you will answer us again tonight. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are here this midnight to seek your face, to worship you, and to praise you. I am asking that you manifest your presence among us. Because we have gathered together in your name, not in the name of anybody, but only in your name. So I ask that as you have promised in your scripture, manifest your presence among us. Visit us and help us. Touch our lives and change our lives. In Jesus' name. Hear us and answer our prayers. In Jesus' name. Have your way in this place. Have your way in our lives. And let your name alone be praised forever and ever. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing some worship songs before we pray with prayer points. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, reveal your glory. As we pray, oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name, God, reveal your glory as we pray. As we pray. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name. With a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great is our God, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. All glory belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We will praise you forever, great are you, Lord. We will worship you forever, great are you, Lord. Mighty Redeemer, great are you, great are you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. In our lives, we've seen what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Worship you, Lord. We worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. King of glory, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, your mercy is endure forever. Your mercy endure forever. and heaven, all free. His holy name, hallelujah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercy, and your rest forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Oh, fill the world with the glory, dressing He of God, unto the world be the glory, dressing He of God, unto Jesus be the glory, dressing He of God, unto the world be the glory. Blessing be of God. Blessing be of God. Grateful be He will do. All to the Lord be the glory. Blessing be of God. Blessing be of God. Drink of thee, He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great thing, He of God. Oh, great thing, He of God. Drink of thee, He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great thing He has done. We blind unto thee, oh Lord, who is blind unto thee, oh Lord. Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, yes, in praising. Always doing wonders, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and giving, and honor,
power and might,
power and might, be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Oh, praise Jesus from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise Him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting.
give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, we give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are worthy. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, we give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks. Oh, you are Lord in our lives. We are so glad our soul has found us. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the things. Thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Oh, you are Lord in our lives. We are so glad our soul has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. And angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, oh the mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. And angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. As your will, Lord. Have your will. Have your way in our lives. Have your will, Lord. Father, have your will. Jesus, have your will. Have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. We have a God. We have a God. Who never fails. We have a God. Who never fails. We have a God. Who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. We serve a God. Who never fails. We serve a God. We serve a God. Who never fails. We serve a God. Who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Adore Him. Glorify Him and magnify Him. Worship Him. For His mercy endures forever. Worship the King of glory. The King of kings. The bright and morning star, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the rock of Israel, the Lord of hosts, worship Him. He is the one who was and is and is to come. He is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. He opens doors no man can shut. And He shuts doors no man can open. Praise Him. He gives power to the powerless. He gives strength to the weak. He gives hope to the hopeless. Worship Him. Worship Him with the whole of your heart and from the depths of your heart. Worship Him. Praise Him. He deserves more praises than we can ever give Him. If all the strands of our hair were tongues, they are not enough to praise Him. If all the strands of our hair were tongues, if they all become tongues, they are yet not enough to praise Him.
the whole of eternity is not enough to praise Him. Therefore, praise Him with the whole of your heart. Praise Him from the depth of your heart. Praise Him according to how much you know Him, how much you have known Him. Praise Him according to how much you love Him. Praise Him in the beauty of His holiness. Praise Him. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. All power belongs to you, whether they are in the heavens or in heaven or on earth or under the earth. All powers belong to you. All powers obey you. All powers surrender to you, for you are greater than all, you are higher than all, and you are stronger than all. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We are so grateful to have you in our lives. We are so grateful to be called your children, to be called your home. We are so grateful to be part of your kingdom. Thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for all the benefits we have received from you over the years. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. We're going to continue in the thanksgiving. We are going to thank Him more. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful things you have done in my life. Thank you for all the wonderful things and powerful things you have done in my life. You have done in my situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all the wonderful things. Thank you for all the beautiful things you have done in my life. Thank you for great things and glorious things you have done in my life. Thank you for mighty things you have done in my life. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, Father, for you have been so good to me. You have been so good to my family. You have been so good in all areas of my life. You have been so good to me in all areas of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Let's begin to thank him. There's so much to thank him for. We're going to thank him for his protection over your life. If God were to allow all the attacks of the enemy to succeed in your life, there's no way you will still be alive by now. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for your protection that is upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for your protection that is upon my life. And family members. Thank you for your protection that is upon me. Thank you for not allowing the rage of Satan to prevail over my life. Thank you, Lord, for not allowing the rage of the devil to end my life, to destroy my life, to succeed. The hunger of Satan toward me. Thank you for not allowing his hunger to prevail over me, his rage to prevail over me. Thank you for not allowing the determination of Satan to prevail over my life. Thank you for not allowing the plans of the enemy to cut short my life. Thank you for not allowing such plans to succeed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for keeping me in good health. You can say, thank you, Father, for keeping me in good health. Open your mouth and thank him. Thank you for keeping me in good health. Thank you for destroying sicknesses and diseases in my life. Thank you for uprooting sicknesses and diseases from my life. Thank you for keeping me in good health. Thank you for blessing me with good health. Thank you for giving me healing, divine healing, at every time I need healing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord for his strength that have been keeping you in victory. You can say, thank you, Father, for your strength that have kept me in victory over darkness, over sin, over the sinful nature. Say, thank you, Father, for your strength that is working in me and that has kept me in victory. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for your strength in my body, in my soul, and in my spirit that have kept me in victory, in dominion over poverty, victory over sickness, victory over sin, victory over Satan, victory over all the works of the devil. Thank you, Father, for your strength that has kept me in victory and in dominion over worldliness, over the world system, over the over my flesh, over the Adamic nature. Thank you for your strength that have kept me in victory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for doing signs and wonders in my life to reveal your greatness in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say, thank you, Father, for doing miracles in my life to reveal your greatness in my life. Thank you, Father, for doing miracles in my life. Thank you for performing your wonders in my life to show how great you are. Thank you for solving my problems to show your greatness in my life. Thank you for giving me deliverance to show how great you are. Thank you for meeting my needs to show how great you are. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I shall no longer be limited in my life, calling, and destiny. I mean, in the name of Jesus, I shall no longer be limited concerning fulfilling my calling and destiny. Begin to say, I am released to fulfill my calling and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to speak like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I shall no longer be limited in my life, in my calling, in my talent, in my spiritual gift. I shall no longer be limited in fulfilling my calling and destiny, in manifesting the gifts of God in me, in manifesting the talent of God in me, in manifesting the grace of God in me. I shall no longer be limited in manifestation. In the name of Jesus, I shall no longer be limited in growing spiritually. I shall no longer be limited in drawing closer to God. I shall no longer be limited in knowing God experientially. I am released now from any limitation. I am released by the power in the name of Jesus. I am released to fulfill my destiny. I am released to become who God says I am. Continue to talk like that. I am released to move forward in fulfilling my calling and destiny. I am released now by the power in the name of Jesus. I am released to possess my possessions. I shall no longer be limited in fulfilling my calling and destiny. I shall no longer be limited in my career, in my profession, in my business. I shall no longer be limited. I am released to succeed. I am released to break through. I am released to prosper. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, you are released from limitations. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, break me loose from whatever is holding my life to a certain spot." Yeah, you can see fire of the Holy Ghost, break me free from whatever is holding my life to a certain spot, keeping me from moving forward. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break me loose now from such a stronghold. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break me loose Diheshu Jamia Segita. Niste Jete Gedzimeste Balanua. Continue to pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost break me loose from whatever is holding me with starting point so that I don't move forward. Fire of the Holy Ghost break me loose from such limitation. Break me loose from such bondage, from such slavery. Break me loose now. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Break me loose from whatever the enemy is using to hold me down to a specific point, such that I'm not able to see any progress in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break me loose from something. Whatever they may be, deliver me from such things. Deliver me from the hold of such things. Whatever is holding me to a certain spot, spiritually, physically, financially, maritally, whatever is holding me to a certain spot, academically, preventing me from making progress. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from them now. Release me from such stronghold in the name of Jesus. Release me now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Just going to pray. Yeah, but before we continue, I have a question for you. The question is, do you still believe God answers prayers? Or you are now so used to prayer? You know, some people, they are so used to prayer, it has become a mechanical thing. Some people, they are now used to fasting, they are now used to prayer, but then they don't have faith. So it is possible to be prayerful and to be fasting a lot and still not have faith. Yeah. Though I think that is impossible. Why should someone be fasting and praying a lot and still not have faith? But I've seen it in the church. I've seen it in the lives of Christians. Because I think it doesn't make sense. Why should I be so prayerful? And why should I fast a lot? And yet, there's no faith in me. Yeah, but as strange as it sounds, it is happening in many churches and in the lives of many Christians. So the question is, do you still believe God answers prayer? Or you just always come here to the prayer session just to exercise yourself? Or maybe to mark the register so that it will be on the record that you join the program. Yeah, you know, so that if it be noted that you were present in the meeting, is that why you joined the prayer sessions? Or you join because you know that God answers prayer? Yeah, so answer that question in your mind. Yeah, but I wish that your answer would be that you still believe that God answers prayer. And if you have lost faith, you have to find that faith now as we move to the next prayer point. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, have mercy upon my life and open your heaven over my life so that all your promises for my life can be fulfilled. You can say, Father, have mercy upon my life and open your heaven over my life and make all your promises for my life to be fulfilled. Shall begin to pray like that. Say, Father, have mercy upon me. Forgive my unbelief. There is nowhere I have seen a very great unbelief than the Church of God. So much unbelief inside the Church of God, and that is so strange. The Lord, have mercy upon my life. Forgive my unbelief. And open your heaven over my life so that all your promises can be fulfilled in my life. Open your heavens over me. Open your heaven over my spirit. Open your heaven over my soul. Open your heaven over my body. Open your heaven over my environment. Open your heaven over every aspect of my life and make your promises come to pass. Make your plans happen in my life. Make your prophecies come to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to pray in vain. I've been praying for years. I don't want to continue to pray in vain. I don't want to continue to fast in vain. I want you to show me mercy. I want you to put my life under your open heaven. In the name of Jesus, put my life under your open heaven. Put my life under your open heaven. And make all your promises for my life to be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I pray for you that God will show you mercy and He will fulfill all His promises and prophecies for your life in a very fast manner in Jesus' name. Amen. Some time ago, somebody was chatting with me on WhatsApp, and the person was saying that what can she do to make her family members love spiritual things. Yeah, she said the people in our house, they don't like prayer. I mean, our children and I think her husband, they don't like to pray. They don't like to do spiritual things. And then she always forced them to do it. Yeah, but still they don't want to do it. So she got very angry at all of them. Yeah, she got very angry at them. That why will all of you in this house hate spiritual things? You don't want to pray, you don't want to fast, you don't want to study the Bible, you don't want to grow spiritually. Yeah, so she was asking me what can she do. Well, I told her that that spiritual things becomes ineffective when you feel compelled to do it. When you are being forced to do it. Yeah, I said it will become ineffective. Yeah, so I said spiritual things becomes very effective and very powerful when you want to do it. Yeah, when you are willing to do them, not that you feel compelled or feel forced to do them. Yeah, so I said she should stop forcing the family member to do spiritual things. She should just keep praying for them and preaching to them. Yeah. So my point is that you have to come to the point where you want to do spiritual things. You want to do spiritual exercises. Not that you feel forced or compelled to do it because you know if you don't do it, someone may be offended. Yeah, you need to come to that point where you love spiritual things because they will draw you closer to God and they will make you stronger than the enemy, than darkness. Yeah, so you have to come to that point. You really have to come to that point. Now, I understand that as parents, you have authority over your children. You can tell them, yeah, come now, come and pray. But even as you do that, make sure you are praying for those children that they become willing to do spiritual things because if you keep forcing them, it will not produce any transformation in their life. I mean, those spiritual things will not produce any change in their life. They have to be willing to do it. So you really have to pray so hard that God will save their souls. Yeah. So you're going to pray for yourself that you will be willing to do things that will help your spiritual life, that it will become your addiction, that spiritual exercises will become your addiction, that it will become what you love a lot, not what you are struggling to do, but what you are excited about doing. So you're going to say, Father, help me to fall in love with spiritual things. Help me to fall in love with spiritual things such that I no longer struggle to do them. Such that I become excited about doing them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, help me to fall in love with spiritual things, with spiritual exercises. Help me to love doing spiritual things such that I no longer struggle to do them. Help me to so much love spiritual exercises such that I no longer struggle to do them, such that they become so part of my life that I can't even forget to do them. Help me to fall in love with spiritual things such that I do them freely and easily without struggle, such that I do them with happiness and excitement and great joy. Help me, Father, to love spiritual things more than any other thing in this world. Help me to love doing spiritual things that will lead to my spiritual growth. Help me to love doing spiritual things that will draw me close down to you. Help me to love doing spiritual things that will make me stronger than the forces of darkness, than the powers of hell. Help me, Father, to love the things of your kingdom, the things of your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, yeah, we're still praying. I remember some time ago, I used to find it very difficult to pray in the midnight. In fact, it was so serious that sometimes I would even forget to come online to lead the prayers. Yeah, I would sleep on. You know, we start praying by 12 a.m. Nigerian time. So those times I would even sleep on beyond 12 a.m. Yeah, it is Sister Molin that will be calling my number to wake me up. Yeah, but I had to break that limitation. Because now I hardly sleep at midnight, even when we don't have prayer session. Yeah, so don't just get hooked up to a spot devil have put you. Break yourself free. Maybe Satan is making it difficult for you to fast, and then you just agree to that. I mean, you just agree with that. And then you say, well, I can't fast. Break yourself out of that limitation. Yeah, maybe Satan is making it difficult for you to give. And then you just stay at that point. Break yourself from that limitation. Yeah, don't just sit down at this pond Satan has pegged your life. Discipline yourself and release yourself. Because if you don't, that is how you remain at that spot. You know, God is not a magician. He's a miracle worker and not a magician. And before he does miracles, there are protocols. There are principles. So there are things God expects from you to do. Yeah, God expects a powerful prayer life from you. God expects a strong spiritual life from you. God expects a strong faith from you. God expects many things from you. And then you are not producing that. You are not providing that. And then you just want a magic to happen. But you may wait for the next 10 years and no miracle will happen. Yeah, if you have identified a spiritual limitation in your life, determined to break it, to break that limitation. Maybe it's difficult for you to study the Bible. Don't give up until you break that limitation. Yeah, maybe it's difficult for you to do evangelism. Break that limitation. So you think, I will come to where you are living and start to force you, go and do evangelism. Go and preach. You think, I will be doing that. I don't do that. I don't force people to do spiritual things. But I can pray for you, you know, to wake up and to discipline yourself. I can pray that God will help you to wake up and to discipline yourself and to deny yourself. But I'm not going to force you, because if I do that, it will not work. Yeah. I've done that before. It has never worked. Yeah. Because eventually, those Christians or those believers, they will now stop. They will be expecting me to come again and remind them, have you done this? So I realized that it doesn't work. Because they don't want to do it. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I don't know what the spiritual limitation you have identified in your life. You're going to pray that God release you now from that limitation. Yeah, because there is no change that you will see in the physical realm that doesn't happen from the spiritual realm. Nothing will shift in the physical if it has not shifted in the spiritual realm. So if you are joking with your spiritual life and your spiritual growth, it means you are joking with your entire destiny. It means you are joking with your future. Yeah, that is what it means. Yeah. If anyone preach to you otherwise, they don't love you. Yeah. They don't love you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, mighty hand of God, destroy every spiritual limitation in my life that have caged my spiritual life, that have caged my prayer life. You can say, mighty hand of God, destroy them now. Every spiritual limitation in my life that have caged my testimonies, that have hindered my miracles. The mighty hand of God, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Jesus Tele Hashtanabala. Mighty hand of God, destroy every spiritual limitation in my life that have caged my spiritual growth. Every spiritual limitation in my life that I've changed, my spiritual maturity, mighty hand of God, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every captivity in my life that have hindered my spiritual growth and maturity, every captivity in my life that have hindered, that have prevented my spiritual growth and advancement. Mighty hand of God, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. The mighty hand of God, destroy every captivity of darkness in my life that have limited my spiritual authority in Christ Jesus. Every captivity of darkness in my spirit, soul, and body that have limited my spiritual authority in Christ Jesus. Mighty hand of God, break such captivities into pieces right now. Break such captivities into pieces. Right now, continue to pray. Every spiritual limitation that have prevented my victory from happening, every spiritual limitation that have prevented my dominion from happening, mighty hand of God, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Every spiritual limitation that have prevented my healing and deliverance from happening, that have prevented my prosperity and greatness from happening, mighty hand of God, destroy such spiritual limitations right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're still praying. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, I have said it before that the more you dwell in the flesh, the more of your time you have wasted. Yeah, so if you want to calculate wasted years, you can calculate it by saying, how long do I live in the flesh and not in the spirit? So every time spent in the flesh is a wasted time. Yeah. So as believers, we have been called to dwell in the spirit and to walk in the spirit all the time. Every time you walk in the flesh, you have wasted that time. Yeah, because the purpose of God is not being achieved at that time. Yeah, so to fulfill God's purpose and to fulfill your destiny is to always dwell in the Spirit. And to always walk in the Spirit is to always deny your flesh. So you're going to pray, and I said, if you place your right hand on your head, you're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, from today, make it difficult for me, make it impossible for me to dwell in the flesh. Make it impossible for me to live a carnal life. And make it easy for me to live and walk in the Spirit in every day of my life. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, fire of the Holy Ghost. From today, make it difficult and impossible for me to dwell in the flesh. Make it difficult for me to live a worldly life. Make it impossible for me to live a worldly life, to live a godless life, to live a carnal life. Make it impossible for me. And make it easy for me to live and walk in the Spirit in every day of my life. In the name of Jesus, make it easy for me to have spiritual mind all the time. And not carnal mind. Make it easy for me to fix my mind on spiritual things all the time. Make it easy for me to set my heart on heavenly things all the time and not on earthly things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, you're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me strong hatred for sin and sinful nature. But you're going to say, Father, create in me strong hatred for sin and sinful nature. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Create in my heart strong hatred. Strong hatred for sin and the sinful nature. Create in my spirit strong hatred for sin and the sinful nature. Create in my soul strong hatred for sin and the sinful nature. Create in my mind and in my feelings and emotions, strong hatred for sin and the sinful nature right now in the name of Jesus. Father, do it now. You are my creator. You can do it. You can do it in me. Put in me strong hatred for worldly things, strong hatred for worldliness, strong hatred for carnal things. Put in me strong hatred for unrighteousness, for disobedience, for pollution, strong hatred for lust of the flesh, for lust of the eyes, and for pride. Create in me strong hatred for these things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I met a family some time ago. I met them through the internet, and then eventually we met face to face. Yeah, and when I was with the family, I mean with the wife, the husband, the children, when I was with them, they said something. They said, we like the prayers you pray in the midnight, prayer sessions. Yeah. They said they don't normally see Christians pray those kind of prayers. Yeah, they said those prayers, they prepare a person for heaven. Yeah, so they were telling me that such prayers prepare people for heaven. Yeah, it has really changed their lives. That they really love those kind of prayers. Yeah, and you know, and sometimes I used to think maybe people don't really love those kind of prayers. Yeah, but when I heard them say they love those kind of prayers, I was encouraged. Yeah. So my point is that there is no prayer that is more important than the prayers that will prepare your soul for Him. Yeah, that's my point. Yeah, because making heaven is the most important thing in our Christian journey. That's the most important thing. Yeah, making it to heaven. And I pray you will make it your most important focus in Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, walk in my heart. Walk in my soul. And kill all the desires of the flesh. Kill all the desires for worldly things in my mind, in my soul. Kill them all so that I can be alive unto God. So that I can become alive unto God. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, walk in my soul. Walk in my heart. Walk in my soul. Walk in my heart and kill all the desires for the flesh. All the desires for worldly things. Kill them all. And awaken me to know God. Make me become alive unto God. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Holy Spirit, heal every desire in me that is of the flesh, that is according to the flesh. Every desire in me, every passion in me that is according to pride. Every desire in me that is according to lust. Every desire in me that is according to greed. every desire in me that is according to worldliness. Holy Spirit, heal them now. In the name of Jesus. And awake me to know God. Wake me up to know God. Make me to come alive. Make me to become alive unto God. And become dead to the things of the world. To worldly things. To sinful things. To unrighteous things. Make me become dead to those things. And make me become alive unto God. And dead to self. Dead to flesh, dead to the systems of this world. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. Walk in my soul, walk in my mind. Walk in my body, walk in my spirit. Heal every desire for sin. Heal every desire for lust, desire for pride, desire for righteousness. Heal all of them and make me become alive unto God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. What does it mean to become alive unto God? Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah, it means you are in the same realm that God is. Yeah, because there is no death in that realm, but life. Yeah, that is what it means. And you cannot be alive unto God if you don't leave the realm where God can't be found, which is the realm of death, which is the realm of the flesh. So let me show you the scripture that confirms what I'm saying. Yeah, in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6 and 7. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. Can you see that? To be carnally minded is death. That is, to mind the things of the flesh. That's the meaning of carnally minded. You mind the things of the flesh. You're always thinking about the things of the flesh. Yeah, the Bible says that is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So when you mind the things of the flesh, you die unto God. You become dead unto God. But when you mind the things of the Spirit, you become alive. yeah, you will be in the realm where God is, which is life. You know, that realm is filled with life and peace. Yeah, but when you mind the things of the flesh, you become dead. Yeah, you find yourself in the realm of death. Yeah, that is what happens. Yeah, so which means your mind is where the switch is. Your mind is where you choose life, and your mind is where you choose death. Yeah, that is where you decide which realm you want to live in. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power and strength to always choose life in my mind every second and every minute. You're going to say, I receive strength and power to always choose life in my mind, in every moment, in every hour of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. This thing is a battle. The greatest spiritual warfare is in your mind. Yeah, so you really need God to help you. So ask Him to help you. Say, I receive power. I receive strength in my mind, in my soul, to always choose life. I receive power now. I receive power now. I receive power now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. I receive fire to always choose life in my mind, in my soul, in every second of my life, in every minute, in every hour, in every day. I receive the strength to reject death and to choose life. I receive the strength to reject the realm of death and to choose the realm of life. In my mind all the time, in the name of Jesus, because I receive strength to control my mind toward the path of life. I receive the strength to lead my life toward the path of life. I receive strength to withdraw my mind from the path of death. In the name of Jesus, I receive the strength right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because I receive the strength to make my mind pure at all times before God. I receive the power to make my mind pure. I receive the strength to make my mind please God at all times. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Well, we're still praying. Yeah. Don't give power to the devil. Yeah. Don't give power to the devil by saying negative words like because I don't use negative words, so I don't even know how to give examples of negative words. Yeah, some people they start to feel hopeless. Yeah, like someone was telling me, saying, I'm just tired of everything. I don't even know what to do anymore. I'm just fed up. And this life is, I don't know how to speak negative words. So I'm just trying to remember what that person was saying. Yeah, so whenever you do that, you give power to the devil. Yeah, when you start to manifest anxiety, worries, yeah, you are giving power to the devil. Yeah, and you know, from experience, I realized that there's nothing to gain when you do that. You will gain nothing from that. You know, from being so anxious, for being so worried, for being, you know, you'll gain nothing from being so sad or bitter or, sorrowful. You know, you'll gain nothing from feeling hopeless. I mean, from experience, I have gained nothing when I was doing those things. I have gained nothing from them. In fact, they even cause more damage to me than help me. So then I came to a point where I said, well, I'm not getting anything from this thing. That means they are not for me. Yeah, the more I think about the problem, the more I get hurt, the more I get pained. You know, the more my pain increased. So then I spoke to myself. I said, then why think about the problem? If thinking about it will not do anything, I don't know if you're getting my point. Why worry about negative situations if doing that will not change it? Yeah, because I found out that all my worries and, confirmed didn't do anything, didn't change anything. Yeah, so I spoke to myself. I said, I will never do this again because there is nothing to gain from them. Because since I've been doing that, nothing changed. I mean, when I was doing that, nothing changed. In fact, things got worse. So I said, all right, what does the Bible say I should do about problems in my life and problems that happens in, that happens to any believer? Then I start to follow what the Bible says. Yeah, so the Bible says, worry about nothing, but pray about everything. So then I started to pray about everything. Yeah, and then the Bible says, increasing faith, trust God more. So I started to focus on what the Bible said, and that was when things started to change. I'm just trying to show you that there is nothing to gain by feeling hopeless. You are not hopeless. There is no Christian that is hopeless. In as much as you are in Christ, you are not hopeless. Yeah, there is nothing to gain by feeling rejected or feeling lonely. There's nothing like feeling lonely in Christ. Yeah, when you are in Christ, you are not lonely, you are not alone. Yeah, so Paul pull yourself out from those realm of death. There are realms of death. When you are so anxious, you are so fearful, you are so sad, you are so bitter, you are so full of hatred, anger, unforgiveness. Those are realms of death. Come out of those realms. And then you start to see the hand of God change your life and situation. Pull yourself out of those realms. There is nothing you will gain from them. If you think God has forgotten you because now you are getting old and nothing is changing, well, if you continue to dwell in that state of regret or rejection or hopelessness, it will not change anything. It will not change anything. It probably will make you start to look older than your age. It will not change anything. So the best thing is to come out of those realms of death. I pray that God will help you. In the name of Jesus. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to come out of every realm of death that have trapped me. You're going to say, I receive fire to come out. Even the realms of and doubt, they are also realm of death. The realm of unbelief is also realm of death. They are not realms of God. You can't find God there. So begin to say, I receive fire to come out of every realm of death that have trapped me. I receive fire to come out now. In fact, I am coming out right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray. So I receive fire to come out. And I come out of every realm of death that have trapped my happiness. Every realm of death that have trapped my joy. Every realm of death that have trapped my peace. I come out of them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire to come out. I come out by fire. Every realm of death that have trapped my faith, I come out of those realms now by fire. I come out of those realms by fire. In the name of Jesus, every realm of death that is injecting worries, fears, doubt, unbelief, anxiety into me, into my soul, I come out of them now by fire. In the name of Jesus, I come out now. I come out now. I come out now by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every realm of discouragement, realm of hopelessness, and I come out of those realms now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let us look at the book of Galatians. It's a very common verse Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I read, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yeah, some of you can probably recite this verse offhand. Yeah, but are you living it? Yeah, do you may be able to recite it offhand, but is your life following this pattern? Yeah. You're going to pray. There is a life inside of you that is crying out to come out. But you have not allowed that life to come out. It is the life of Jesus Christ. Yeah, this life is inside Christians. This life wants to come out. But we have not allowed that life to come out. Yeah, so the man of God in this place we have read said he has died with Christ. He said he is crucified with Christ, which means dead. And then he said, but I'm still alive, I'm still living. But it's not me anymore. It is Jesus that is living in me, that is living the life I am living. That's what he's saying. He said, but Christ liveth in me. So he's saying that me, I'm dead. But then there is someone that is in me. And that is the person that is living. Because me, I'm dead. Me, I have been crucified with Christ. So the life that I live now is not mine, is the life of Jesus that is living in me. Yeah, can you see that? So I realize that life of Jesus has been trapped in many Christians. We have not let it out. So there is this life inside every Christian that wants to come out. But Christians in code are not letting it out. Yeah, and that is the problem. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You need to say, Holy Spirit, bring out the life of Christ in me. Bring it out for all men to see. Bring out the life of Christ that is in me. Bring it out now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, bring out the life of Christ that is in me. Bring it out. Let that life be lived in my life. Let that life be lived through me for all men to see. Bring out the life of Jesus Christ that is in me. Holy Spirit, bring it out for all men to see. Bring it out. Bring it out. Bring it out. In the name of Jesus, let this life be lived in every area of my life. Let the life of Jesus be lived in every aspect of my life, in my marriage. Let the life of Jesus be lived in my ministry. Let the life of Jesus be lived in my career, in my profession, in my business, in my calling. Let the life of Jesus be lived for all men to see. Holy Spirit, bring out the life of Christ that is in me. Bring it out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so, this verse also have showed us how to bring the life out. Or how the life will come out. The life of Christ. It is by being crucified with Christ. Yeah. So, are you crucified with Christ, or have you crucified yourself with Christ? Have you nailed yourself to the cross to die? Yeah. So you have to nail yourself to the cross, and then Jesus will continue from there. So you have to say, Lord Jesus, here is my ambition, I nail it to the cross. Lord Jesus, here is my passion, my desire, I nail them to the cross. You know, you are the one that will say, Lord Jesus, here is my pride, I nail it to the cross. Here is the lust that is in me, I nail it to the cross. So you are the one that will, you know, that will present those things and nail them to the cross. Yeah. And then the life of Jesus will now start to come out of you. Yeah, but the problem is that many of us, we have ambitions. You know, before I used to think having ambitions is right. I never knew it is wrong to have self-ambition. Yeah, until God showed me in the Bible that it is wrong to have self-ambition. Yeah, so many of us, we have things we want to become. We have things we need. Yeah, we have things we want. Yeah, and being a Christian means that you nail all of them to the cross. Your ambitions, your pride, your greed, your passions, your lust, everything about your life, you nail them to the cross. And then you now ask Jesus to live his life through you, or to give you the life that he wants you to live. So if I told you to have an ambition, that ambition should be Jesus' ambition, not your ambition. It should be Jesus' ambition, not your own. So your ambition must be nailed to the cross. Everything you ever wanted, everything you ever desire, everything must be nailed to the cross. That is how the life of Jesus can come out of you. But if you don't do that, forget it. The life of Jesus will not come out. It will be there, still crying to come out. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I nail myself, my desires, my passions, my ambitions to the cross of Jesus Christ. For the life of Jesus to come out of me, to be lived through me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I nail my flesh, myself, my passion, my desire, my pride, my ego, my lust. I nail them to the cross of Jesus Christ right now, so that the life of Christ can come out of me, so that the life of Christ can be lived through me. In the name of Jesus, I nail to the cross everything that I have. Everything that I have. And everything that I will have, I nail all of them to the cross. My academic qualifications, my achievement, I nail all of them to the cross of Jesus Christ. I give all of them home to Jesus. Or I lay all of them down at the feet of Jesus, so that Jesus can live his life through me. In the name of Jesus, I crucify everything about me and myself to the cross. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. Yeah, now don't think that we are spending much time, because even this time we spend in our prayer sessions, they are not even enough. Yeah, because there's so much to pray for, and there's so much to pray about. Yeah, so we have 6 more prayer points. Now, I realize that when we preach about Christians living a crucified life, some people think we don't care about them. Yeah, they feel like, well, we are trying to take their life from them. I should explain it to you. They feel like we are trying to do something bad to them. Yeah, because they feel like, so you are saying, I have to crucify all these things. Yeah, so then, what do I gain if I have to crucify all? Yeah. So they feel like their life will now become useless. Yeah, you know, because now they have nothing to live for. Yeah, but then we are telling them that you have Jesus to live for. Yeah, I don't know if I get my point. So they feel like if I crucify this, I crucify that, I crucify all these areas of my life, then they feel like, then what is left for me, then you just want me to live a life of nobody, or you just want me to live in the life of a failure, yeah, because now I have to be living to please one person that you call Jesus, so now my life becomes useless. Yeah, but they don't know that. That is when their life starts to become useful. And that is when their life starts to make sense. It is when you start to live for Jesus that your life starts to make sense. That is when your life starts to become useful. Yeah, and that is when your life starts to succeed and prosper and to become productive. Yeah, because Jesus is going to make your life beautiful if you surrender all to Him. So Jesus is not going to spoil your life. He is not going to put you in wretchedness or poverty. Yeah, Jesus would decorate your life. If you give Him all, He will beautify. Yeah, He will prosper. Yeah, so when we say lay down everything, it's not that we are saying we are calling you into poverty, into suffering, into hardship. No, we are calling you into great beauty. Yeah. Or let me say, God is calling you into great beauty and great glory. Yeah. So I pray that you are not like the people that feel like if they surrender all, their lives become useless. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see the glory you have prepared for me, so that I will willingly sacrifice everything to gain that glory. So, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see the glory you have prepared for me, the greatness you have prepared for me, so that I will gladly sacrifice everything to hear it, to gain it. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see the greatness you have prepared for me, to see the glory you have prepared for me, so that I will gladly sacrifice all to gain that glory, to gain that greatness, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. There is nothing too big to sacrifice for Jesus, because even sacrifice is as defeated whatever sacrifice you want to give or provide. So Lord Jesus, open my eyes, teach me to understand that what I stand to gain in your kingdom is far more than what I'm going to surrender. Teach me to understand that what I am going to gain, the glory I'm going to gain, the greatness I'm going to gain, is far, far more greater than whatever I will lose or lay down, or whatever I will crucify. Lord Jesus, teach me to understand that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. I mean, we have five more prayer points. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, increase my love for you, such that I will prefer you above everything else, such that I'll prefer staying with you, spending time with you, drawing closer to you above everything else in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, increase my love for you. Increase my love for you, such that I will prefer you above anything else, above money, above making money, so that I'll prefer spending time with you, drawing closer to you, above every other thing, above the pleasures of the world. Help me to love you to that point. Increase my love for you. Increase my love for you. That will make me to throw away many things so that I can know you, so that I can draw closer to you. Give me such love for you that will make me to throw away many things in order to gain you, in order to gain your heart, in order to gain intimacy with you. In the name of Jesus, increase my love for you, Father. Help me to grow in love for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Yeah, some years ago when I was so serious about God, knowing God, pleasing God, following God, drawing closer to God. Yeah, so people think I was wasting my time. In fact, some of them got offended because I left my job just to spend more time with God. It appeared strange to them. Yeah, not to go on mission field, but just to spend time with God, just to do nothing. According to them, it's like, why will you just be you're a very young you're a very young man, and then you just sit down in the house and do nothing, and you quit your job, and then you're becoming lazy. And you are doing nothing. Yeah, you are just wasting your youthfulness. A lot of things. They said a lot of things. yeah, they felt I was wasting my life. They felt that drawing closer to God does not, yeah, that does not deserve quitting job. They felt that, how do I put it now? Yeah, they felt me trying to draw closer to God shouldn't require that I quit my job. Yeah, me trying to understand my calling more. Yeah, they felt it shouldn't require me quitting my job. Yeah, so they got offended. Yeah, but today I am thanking God that I didn't listen to them. Yeah, that I followed my passion for God. Yeah, because it has changed my life. And it is changing it. I mean, it continues to change it. Yeah, so don't let anyone, you know, talk and say, oh, you're just lazy, you're doing nothing. You are doing a lot. Do you think it's easy to seek God? Yeah, it's not easy to seek God. A lot of battles you have to fight to get closer to God. There is a great darkness between you and God, and that darkness is always there. Yeah, but if you have conquered the darkness, then you can subdue it under your feet. So to know God is not easy. It's a great task. It's a great task because God is in the secret. Yeah, and He will not just show Himself. We have to find Him. Yeah, and we have to pay enough price to find Him. And there is nothing too big to sacrifice to find God. Your job is not too big to sacrifice. Your time is not too big to sacrifice. Yeah, there is nothing too big to sacrifice to find Him and to know Him. Well, I'm not going to talk much. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to find pleasure in seeking You, in seeking Your face, seeking for Your knowledge. Help me to find pleasure in doing that. Help me, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to find great joy, great pleasure in seeking Your face on daily basis. Help me to find great joy and pleasure in seeking for Your hand, seeking after Your hand, seeking after intimacy with You, seeking after the knowledge of You, experiential knowledge of You. Help me to find great joy in doing that. In the name of Jesus, help me to find great joy in doing that, to the point that I'm willing to sacrifice anything to have You, to have Your presence, to have Your heart, to win Your heart. Help me to be willing to sacrifice anything to gain Your presence, to gain your heart, to gain you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have three more prayer points. So let us go back to that. Galatians 2 verse 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ living in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So now I want to focus on the faith of the Son of God. You know, remember I said earlier that Jesus is already in us, and his life that is in us is crying out to manifest and to believe. Yeah, so another way to which we will live the life of the Son of God is the faith of the Son of God. Yeah, it is by the faith of the Son of God. So when you read the Bible, make sure you read you read the lines very well. So it didn't say by, you know, by his faith. Apostle Paul didn't say the life that I live now, I now live by my faith. He said I live by the faith of the Son of God. Yeah, so which means the presence of Jesus in you means that Jesus will transmit his faith into your personality or into your mind. Yeah, so you know Jesus has faith. God is full of faith. Yeah. God is a faith God, and Jesus is a faith God. So that faith that is in Jesus can also come into you, into your mind, your physical mind, or the mind, or in your body. Yeah, that faith can come into your mind, into your brain. Yeah, and through that faith, you'll be able to manifest the life of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you live in me. Share with me the faith that is in you. Share with me your faith so that I can manifest your life to the world. Give me your faith so that I can manifest you to the world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you live in me. Therefore, give me your faith. Transmit your faith into my soul and mind so that I can manifest you to the world, so that I can manifest your life to the world. Give me the right faith that will manifest your life to the world. In the name of Jesus, give me your faith that will enable me to allow you live your life through me. Give me your faith, Lord Jesus. Give me your faith now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Yeah, you also need to know that the life of Jesus is what will bring the dominion of Jesus, the authority of Jesus, the power of Jesus, yeah, into manifestation. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me or teach and guide me to live the life of Christ in such a way that produces authority, power, and dominion in the end. So Holy Spirit, teach and guide me to live the life of Christ in such a way that enforces authority, power, and dominion in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, teach and guide me. Teach and guide me to live the life of Christ in such a way that enforces authority, prosperity, power, and dominion in the head. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the last prayer point, before I'll be praying for you. You're going to pray. Yeah, there is a way the life of Christ will take over you to the point that just your presence alone would drive away darkness. Even without you talking, just your presence in a place would drive the darkness out of that place. Because the life of Jesus has taken over you. Yeah, because your life is now all about the life of Christ. Yeah. That is a level you can reach in living the life of Christ. Yeah, because the life of Christ is the generator of true power, true authority, and true dominion. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to live the life of Christ to the point where I am no more in control, to the point where Jesus is the one in control over my entire life. Help me to live the life of Christ to the point where I am no longer in the picture, where my entire life is now about the life of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to live the life of Christ to the point where I am no longer in control of anything in my life. To the point where I am no longer in charge of anything in my life. In charge of any area or aspect of my life. Help me to live the life of Christ to the point where Jesus is the Holy One in control of my entire life. To the point where all my life is all about the life of Christ. Help me to live the life of Christ to that point where I completely disappear and only Jesus is left in my life to live his life. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time you have given to us to spend in your presence. To spend in prayer. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for creating in us love for you and passion for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us to love you to the point where we are willing to give up sleep. And to give up many things just to be with you in your presence. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the prayers you have led us to pray by your Holy Spirit. And thank you because you have answered this prayer. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone here. Have mercy on your people here and intervene in every area of their lives where they strongly and seriously need your help, need your support, need your interventions. Father, intervene and help them now. In Jesus' name. Oh Lord, as we have emphasized in the course of the prayers, the need to seek you and your kingdom, to seek spiritual things and heavenly things above any other things. I ask, oh Lord, that you help your people to do accordingly in Jesus' name. Fix whatever problems in their lives that is distracting them from really seeking you and your kingdom first. Father, fix those problems now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that everything you lay your hands upon from today shall prosper in Jesus' name. And every devil that is saying that you are not qualified for the next level of greatness and honor God has prepared for you, I silence that devil forever in the name of Jesus. And whether the devil like it or not, you shall be lifted into that place of greatness and glory and honor and dominion and prosperity and success in Jesus' name. The Lord shall honor His name in your life. The Lord shall glorify His name in your life. The Lord shall arise and fight your battles. And you shall hold your peace while He does that. In Jesus' name. The Lord shall rewrite the story of your life. And the Lord shall set your feet on the path that leads to greatness and elevation. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.